B-Pod Studios.
105.7 WROR. 80s and more. With Bob and LBF in the morning.
Morning court is in session. Let's say good morning to Jackie. Good morning, Jackie.
Hi, Bob. Hi, LBF.
Hi.
All right, Jackie. Reading your email, you made some big decisions. I guess you're not feeling great about. So let's hear it.
Yeah. So I am officially the worst person that I know.
Okay.
I thought I'd call you guys to see what you thought and what your listeners think, whether or not I did the right thing here. I mean, or am I really like that bad of a person?
Okay. All right. So let's hear it.
So I've been seeing this nice guy for about 6 months. He's a great guy, checks all the boxes, really good looking, good sense of humor. But he has a flaw that I just can't overlook.
Okay.
And this weekend, I just decided to break it off.
Wow. The flaw you couldn't overlook.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
We're listening.
For whatever reason, he just has chronically bad, stinky feet.
Oh, I was afraid you were going there.
Wow.
Yeah, and when I first noticed it on our first like get together and stuff, I thought maybe he's just nervous or like a sweaty guy or something.
Right.
I didn't say anything, but I did notice that, you know, every time we get together, he'll try to keep his shoes on as long as possible.
Oh, so because, he's self-conscious. Okay.
Oh, yeah. When he takes those shoes off, it's a very bad odor.
Okay. And, like on a scale of 10, it must be like knocking on 11 here, right? Is that what it is?
It's knocking on 13.
Okay.
I mean,
all right.
You can't miss it.
And otherwise, he's a clean guy. So, right? Obviously.
Yeah, he's a great guy. And, you know, he's got a good personality. You know, he tries to laugh it off, but...
But I guess I'm saying, does he showers? You know what I mean?
Yeah,
in so many words.
Yeah, okay. He definitely
does,
of course. But, I mean, it's not helping, you know? You know, and he'll laugh it off, you know, even though clearly it's something that bothers him.
Right.
But it's just, I don't know, it's really started to bother me lately. I'm sure, you know, you guys, this makes me sound like a shallow person.
Right.
But this past weekend, I just decided I can't be with a man whose feet are just always stinky. Like.
Right.
I joked and said, oh, maybe you could see a doctor about it. And he says, well, it runs in the family and there's really nothing that you can do about it. But like, I would be concerned. Like, what if we ever had children?
Oh,
they
no.
have the same issue with their feet. I can't take that. It's bad.
Stinky baby feet's cuter than big, big man stinky feet. But
yeah, anything is cuter than big man stinky
so
feet. But
you broke it off this past weekend?
Yeah. And I didn't tell him why. I just said, listen, like, I'm just not feeling it anymore. I need my space. Like, I don't know. The only person who knows this thinks I'm being very shallow about it, but she's not in my shoes, so to speak. You know?
Okay. No, she's not.
Yeah.
Or his. So you broke it off. Obviously, you're feeling guilty of whether or not you were shallow. You did the right thing, right? Is that why you got, basically why you're calling, I suppose?
Yeah. I just want to know what you guys, like, what do you think? Like, is that fair to him? Did I do the right thing? Is it fair to me? Like, I don't know.
Yeah, like maybe somebody's listening who has some suggestions. Maybe they've been in your shoes. Okay, not his.
Right.
That could help out, but we'll see. It's terrible, Jackie, because like you said, you checked all the boxes, but that's a big box that you got to have checked.
Yeah.
Okay, stay tuned. You know how morning court works. Let's get some calls going and be ready because some people might think you're being shallow like your friend does, or other people might not think so. Make you feel better. Okay, 888-410-1057. Morning court is in session. Jackie, stay tuned, okay?
I will. Thank you.
105.7 WROR 80s and more variety. It's Bob and LBF trying to help Jackie out today. She feels like a shallow person because she dropped her boyfriend this past weekend of 6 months because she couldn't take the issue he had with his feet, which, you know, were just must have been so bad that she couldn't take it anymore.
Like Shrek.
Right.
Shrek feet.
But you see, you need to marry another Shrek, so you know.
Yeah.
That's what Shrek did.
Mm-hmm.
So now she didn't tell him why. Does she at least deserve that? That's another question. Barbara, what do you think of Jackie's case today?
I think if she felt strongly enough to break off with him, then she did the right thing. Because I think if you live with something you can't live with, it's only going to cause more problems down the road.
Yeah, she That's cut true. It off early before things got you know, too hot and heavy, so to speak.
I don't really want to judge her because I'm not in her shoes, but I think...
You just don't want to be in his shoes. That's the thing. Nobody wants to be in his shoes. That stinks. No, it does. I mean, I'm not trying to be funny. I mean, it's just not good.
A little bit. You're trying to be funny. Not a lot.
But I mean, but it's not good. I feel bad for the guy because he pretty much has said, I can't do anything about it. We've tried. Runs in the family. I don't know.
Yeah, but she couldn't even tell him why he was breaking up. So eventually that's going to come out, and then I don't know what'll happen. Then.
Yeah. I mean, eventually, I think she owes him a reason why. Or does she? Yeah, that's the thing. You know?
I mean,
I don't know. Like, how early in the relationship is it? I mean, if she did it early enough, you know, maybe, you know, no damage done, but I think it's only going to cause problems in the future if she tries to live with something she
fans. Yeah. And that's what she said. Thank you, Barbara.
She shouldn't say.
Appreciate it, Barbara. Don't say it? Okay.
No, because you don't tell people why you really break up with them.
Barbara, have a great day. We're going to go say hi to Kathy. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, we're good. Better than Jackie. What do you think of her case today?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
It's just so easy. All you have to do is go see a podiatrist. I work for one.
Oh.
And they can help clear that up.
Really?
He thinks, for whatever reason, because it runs in the family, there's nothing he can do about
Maybe
it.
Maybe he's been told that.
I know. That's,
probably.
That's so false.
Really? What could a podiatrist do about that?
Do you have a lot of stinky feet problems coming into the podiatrist?
Absolutely.
What causes it?
There's so many different things that cause it that it can be cleared up with simple things that we sell on this show for.
Okay.
We have different products that can clear that up.
All
and
right.
Well, there you go.
All
you
have
to do is seek a little bit of help, and we can help him.
All right.
Thank you, Kathy. That's good news.
Date night. Let's go to the podiatrist.
Right. Can you recommend a podiatrist?
Yes, so.
Mike, what is your take on it? And does Jackie owe any explanations?
I don't know about any explanations, but I would say I haven't really researched this, but I would play it'll be my next Google search. But I don't think stinky feet run in the family. I don't think she has any worries about that. Maybe buy him some nice thin socks, and he wouldn't have to worry about that. And she could go on and have a wonderful relationship.
You know
him.
What it is? It's how much do you want it, Jackie? How much do you want it?
Right,
is the
that's
question.
The thing.
Indeed.
Like, yeah, is it really about the feet?
Right.
Sometimes it's never about the feet.
Okay.
I mean, are his feet ugly? That's the question. I
don't know.
You can't change that.
Bunions happen. I don't know what's going on down there.
Hammer toes.
But the question is, how much do you want it, right?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Trying to help out Jackie today. She dropped her boyfriend of 6 months because she just, frankly, couldn't take his stinky feet anymore. She feels shallow about her. Her friend said she's shallow. She didn't tell him why. So now let's see what you guys think about her case. George, what do you think?
I want to call to him. Jackie's okay. She's not shallow. You can break up with your boyfriend for whatever reason.
Right.
It's her that's going to have to live with this guy, be with this guy, and life's unfair.
Mm-hmm.
It's not fair to him why he's getting broken up with, but it's just the reality of it. And so it's okay, Jackie, if you're listening. It's okay, honey. And I think it's her choice about whether she tells him why. She's got the relationship with him. She knows how he may take it.
Right. Listen to George.
George is level-headed.
Morning Court today, we talked with Jackie. She broke up with her boyfriend of maybe about 6 months.
Yep.
She couldn't take his problem with his smelly feet. hey, it's a condition.
It is.
And she just didn't want to deal with it anymore. She didn't tell him that's why she broke up. She just kind of like, I'm not into
just
it.
Just not into you and your feet. Yeah, okay.
She didn't say that. Maybe, but should she? Does she owe an explanation?
Yeah.
Is it too late to save this relationship? What do you guys think? Michelle, what do you think?
As far as the stinky feet person,
yeah,
it's got to be bothering him a lot.
Yeah.
You've got to have some kind of empathy for him. If it's only his feet and nothing else, keep the shoes and socks on, you know? You don't need your shoes and socks to have sex.
Okay, well, you know, just keep your shoes on. That's funny.
I mean, really. I had an issue one time with my feet.
Yeah.
And I just kept my socks on. Yeah,
no complaints?
No, of course not.
Unless you're with Rex Ryan, in which case there'll be a lot.
It's not. It had nothing to do with the intimacy. It's just...
Yeah, but they come off
and
after a while, though. You're lying in bed. You're not wearing
shoes. Those ones that, like, grip you like you wear on planes.
I just kept my socks on. But you know what? Hmm. If she feels that bad about it and she's made that decision, hey, you know.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
Yeah.
But really, I would never with some that if it was just his feet.
Okay.
No.
All right, Michelle. We're going to grab a call. Okay. I'm glad it worked out for you, though. Just keep your socks on.
Sure,
okay. Melissa, you don't think that she should say anything because of his self-esteem?
I think it would just be more, it would do more harm than good.
Okay.
It would be, to me, that would be more of a hurtful comment.
Okay. Let
it lie.
Let dogs.
Let it lie.
Right. Let sleeping dogs lie.
We don't get involved. The dogs.
The dog. Right.
The stinky
there we go.
Dogs lie.
Right. Let stinky dogs lie. Okay.
Okay.
Absolutely. Couldn't have said it better.
I agree, Melissa. Why go there? Just say, you know what? Why go there?
Right.
If he knows.
It's not going to do anybody any good.
No.
Yeah.
All right. Melissa, you have a great day. Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Bye.
You too.
ROR, good morning.
So I think that she should have taken him to a doctor and let the doctor prescribe an antibiotic for him. You know, they have foot creams.
Yeah, and somebody called and said, a podiatrist called and said there's remedies for it.
Maybe she doesn't want to be with somebody who can't take care of himself. Like, it's like, do I have to do this for you?
No, that's true,
you know, like, ugh.
I did it. At first, I did it for my boyfriend. Now he's my husband. But I applied tea tree oil, and then it stopped for a little while. But then he started itching his feet. I was like, I'm going to break up with this guy. This guy is so gross. We're watching a movie. He's scrubbing his feet. Ah.
Right.
So we tried different socks, and then it worked for a little while. And then it's back to being stinky again. So I took him to the podiatrist. They ordered Aartica, which is a antibiotic, antifungal.
Yeah.
And it worked perfectly. Now my husband uses it. There's no stinky feet.
Does he get foot rubs, though? Perfect. Do you give him a nice foot rub now?
Yeah. Look at that. I still use the tea tree oil, and guess what?
Yeah.
His feet are so soft. We get pedicures all the time.
Wow.
Oh, nice.
There's hope.
You know, I think that she just gave in too quickly.
It depends how much you want it. You wanted it.
I would try to help. Like, that's what I did with my boyfriend slash now husband.
Okay. Excellent call. Thank you, dear.
I don't think that people... Yeah. Think that she's shallow. I think that I was in the same predicament.
Yeah, can you hear me? Can she hear me?
But
I'll be up. We're done.
All right. Well, thank you so much. We appreciate the story. Thanks for calling.
So maybe she should have her hearing checked.
I know, absolutely.
Yeah.
That is making that smell.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you.
Whether
it's firing. We got to go.
No.
Yeah.
Or if it's just different
socks
that's doing it.
Okay.
The bottom line is, I worked with him.
One thing is funny.
Her sense of
smell is fantastic. It's the hearing that's the issue.
Right. No.
Okay, well, great. Thanks so much for calling.
Have a good day, guys.
You too.
Thank you. Bye.
My goodness.
She couldn't.
Wow.
She just couldn't hear us. That's probably not her fault.
Maybe.
Okay.
Selective hearing.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
So her sense of smell is in touch and very good. It's the hearing we're concerned with, that caller.
Uh-huh.
So have that checked out, Michelle.
Uh-huh, uh-huh,
perfect
uh-huh.
couple.
Yes, I know, right?
He can't smell and she can't hear. It's just perfect. anyway, so.
Yikes.
Jackie, best of luck to you.
105.7 WROR, 80s and more, with Bob and LBF in the morning.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.